We've been doing a little talking on faith. And then Bishop came on and preached, faith has a voice. So it's not like, you know, you be copying anybody. It'd be the Lord be confirming. How many like to get a confirmation from his word? Not from each other, but from his word. When the Holy Spirit began to confirm some things. You know what that does? That reminds you that Jesus got you on his mind. That remind you that he's omnipotent, omnipresent, all power. He knows everything about us. And he just has us on his mind when he continue to repeat things. Or either Pastor Joe, he need us to learn the lesson. Either he need us to learn it, go back and get it right. I was thinking about, there's a lot of people don't know this about me. When I became a teacher, that was my second, you know, time going back to college to get my math degree, because that was not what I was majoring in, you know, right out of high school. But there was a time that I actually, the professor said, you fail, and you're going to fail if you don't quit right now, midterm. Well, I graduated as salutatorian and all that good stuff and all them accolades. I ain't never felt nothing in my life. So I was insulted. But what it turned out to be, you all, is that when I was in high school, they skipped me over from Algebra 1. They skipped me over Geometry and put me in Algebra 2. I never did get the foundation of Geometry. But watch God. This came to my mind this afternoon. I didn't get the foundation of Geometry, so when I took that Geometry class in college, that college Geometry was whipping my little self because I didn't have the foundation. So when I took my midterm test, she said I had used the tools wrong. And since that was my major, I could not make a D on the test. She suggested I quit. Well, I got attitude. I did. I thought that she was picking me out, you know, picking on me. And said, no, the lady was doing her job. And I had to come to the grips. You never had the foundation. For that season in high school, you were making all A's. You were doing excellent in Algebra 1, trigonometry and all that, but you never did get Geometry. What are you saying, Sister Linda? Sometime God take us back to the basics because we didn't get that part. And sometime in our season of life, we were talking about this earlier, and I'm going to be talking on faith tonight, going to continue where Bishop been preaching on. Sometime we go from levels to levels in our faith. What was working at one point in your life, you know, as we were saying earlier, you might have been just jumping up and saying a five-minute devotional, jumping up and doing a two-minute prayer. Now I need to stay right there a little while longer because I'm at a different season. Somebody say season. New seasons, new levels, new faith. It goes from faith to faith. So tonight we're going to be talking about now faith, N-O-W. Now faith, no opportunity wasted. Now faith, no opportunity wasted. I'm going to start off with, I believe, with Hebrews 10, 35 through 39. And as I began to read this scripture, I thought about something else about myself. Little stories kept popping up in my mind. I said a long time ago, there was a time that I just held on to some of everything. You know, you give me a little teddy bear, you give me a gift, or give me a car, I just hold on to it. You know, it was precious to me. I would write down memories, you know, stuff that happened in October of 1995 and stuff that happened in January of 2004. I was always holding on to stuff. And it wasn't until about 5 years ago or so that the Holy Spirit began to deal with me on that. Why are you holding on to stuff like that? I was holding on to it, you all, because I didn't know that I could trust God to do better. I could trust God, have faith that he wouldn't finish blessing me. He has some more blessings in store for me. And so I began to have to learn how to let some things go. It was just like I just was depending on, well, because they gave me this birthday party in 2004. Ooh, them some beautiful pictures. Well, don't you know in 2024 you're going to have another one? And God can touch somebody else's heart to do something better. Somebody say better. He can touch somebody's heart to do something better for you. So in that case, I needed to let go because I was depending on good memories, good events, and people. But that's not where my trust was supposed to be. So tonight, I want to talk about not that holding on to the things and the memories because I don't trust God for better. But now let's talk about the opposite of, I don't want you to let go of your faith. Don't want you to throw it away. Bishop been talking about it. We've been discussing it even in freedom. Tonight in Hebrews 10, 35 through 39, it say, cast not away therefore your confidence. Don't you throw it away. Somebody said, don't you throw it away. Don't you throw away which hath great recompense of reward. Do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence. Hold on to it, for it has a glorious and great reward. For you have need of patience, endurance, to bear up under difficult circumstances without compromising, so that when you have carried out the will of God, you may receive and enjoy to the full what is promised. We used to say it all the time. Our elder would say, the promises of God are loaded. But the word of God said, the promise of God are yea and amen. For yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one, the one justified by faith, shall live by faith. The scriptures say the just shall live by faith, respecting man's relationship to God and trusting him. This scripture, the just shall live by faith, is the fundamental principle that affirmed us. And it's written in the scripture four different times. It's in Habakkuk, Romans, Galatians, and Hebrews. The just shall live by faith. Somebody say by faith. Reason being, number one, the just shall live by faith because it governs our relationship with God. I got to have a relationship with God, but in order to have a relationship with God, I got to believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. The just shall live by faith because it governs our participation in the salvation provided through Jesus Christ. The just shall live by faith. But the other part of that scripture in Hebrews 10, around the 35th verse, it said, and if he draws back shrinking in fear, my soul has no delight in him. But our way is not that of those who shrink back to destruction, but we are of those who believe, relying on God through faith in Jesus Christ the Messiah. And by this confident faith preserve the soul. When we walk by faith, the person who perseveres in faith will receive what God promises and be saved. It is not optional, you all, if we have faith. If we trust in God, we will receive what he said. I know the songs say that he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. And another song say he's a right now God, he's an on time God. Those are songs, but what's more important is that we pull on the word of God and take what the word of God has said and promised and hold on and don't let go of it until we see it come to pass. But remember, faith is not what we see, faith is what we believe, amen? But God asks, if anyone draw back in unbelief, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. And we said already that without faith it is impossible to please him. So let's go when we say, Lord, I just want to please you. Lord, I just want to please you. Well, I need to have faith in God. I need to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. I need to stand on his promises and don't lean to the left and don't lean to the right. Is that easy, Sister Linda? Didn't say it was easy, but it's possible. The things that are impossible with men are possible with God. Amen. Recently, I heard a preacher say, and this was really good, it was around Easter time, and he said something like, me putting my expectations, this is why we talk, we got to have faith in God. It was something like, if I put my expectations and added to others' limitation, I'm looking for my friend, or I'm looking for my spouse, or I'm looking for my children, I'm looking for, whoever, to do it for me. My expectation and your limitation, all that's going to do is make me get resentful. Because watch what I said. I was depending earlier, holding on to stuff because I wasn't expecting. I was like, you know, they did this for me, or this happened for me. Memory, event, people, etc. My trust was in people. My trust was in memories. My trust was in the event. I don't know if y'all understand what I'm saying, but that was a real thing for me. I live by seasons. I'm looking forward to Mother's Day. I'm looking forward to Christmas. I'm looking forward to my birthday in January. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. What about August the 6th? Today is the day of salvation. Now faith. God wants us to live in the now. Somebody say now. He wants us to live in the present because that's what in his presence is fullness of joy. In him we live, move, and have our being. So they went on to say, my expectations plus your limitations just make me resentful. Somebody said, but what's the other part of that story? There you go. But when I put my faith with God's presence, I put my faith with God's peace that he gave me. I put my faith with his hope. When I put my faith with him, what does it do? It resurrects things. It brings things alive. It gives me hope. It gives me joy because I put my faith with him. Praise God. God needs us to believe he is who he say he is. He is faithful and he is dependable. The whole time the Lord just wanted me to have faith in him every day, not just seasonal, but every day. God wanted me to live in the presence. He wanted me to trust him and him only. Live in the now. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And if we break that down, I believe the Amplifier say, now faith is the assurance. It's my title deed. It's my confirmation. We said that earlier. Of things hoped for, that hope for is divinely guaranteed. I ain't got to wish about it. I just got to have faith about it. It's guaranteed. Somebody say guaranteed. And the evidence, it's going to happen. It's going to come to pass of things not seen. It's the conviction of our reality. And this thought kept popping up, and I'm like, I got to remember this. Mothers and mothers, you might remember it. Faith comprehends, not faith, not unbelief, but faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. Faith comprehends it as a fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. My physical senses ain't getting it, but my faith is believing it. My physical senses, can't feel it, can't see it, can't hear it. But my faith, that's because I got a relationship with him. That's because I'm standing on his promises of his word. I'm believing that he is and he is a reward of those who diligently seek him. So I can stand on that even when my physical senses are not experiencing. Amen, somebody. As I said before, we may have sung the songs out of rituals or traditions growing up, but today I can truthfully declare and sing. No, not this song. No, I don't know how God's going to do it. We ain't going to sing that one. And I don't know when he's going to fix it. We ain't going to sing that one either. I'm coming up the rough side of the mountain. We ain't going to sing that one either. None of them. But we're going to declare, I know the Lord. That's a good one. Will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. See, we skipped all that other stuff in the middle. We went straight to, I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. I ain't worried about what he didn't do for my mama. I ain't worried about for what he didn't do for my papa. I ain't worried about how sick they were. I know he will make a way. How do I know he's already the way? The truth and the life. And he is the way, so it's already done. Bishop said the other night that the devil, Pastor Joe said the devil's already defeated. Our fight, our war that we going on is with this flesh. Remember that physical senses? That's what we're fighting against. Oh, but I didn't hear the doctor say. Come on, don't make me go there. I didn't hear the doctor say. Or I didn't read the report. Or I didn't get the check in the mail. And, but his words say, but my God shall supply all our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Somebody said, God said it. So God did it. It's done. Because he said it, it's done. Because he said it, it's done. Praise God. But we know that we're human. Because even David said in Psalms 42 and 1. It's okay. David said in Psalms 42 and 1. But he didn't stay there. He said, why are you in despair, oh my soul? And sometimes that happens. Our emotions. Life be laughing. We know this. Why are you in despair, oh my soul? Why have you become restless and disquieted within me? That's okay. We can say that, but don't stay there. Watch this. The next part say, hope in God. So you might be feeling low or soul. It is some troubling times, but don't stay there. Hope in God. Now faith. Somebody say, now faith. And wait expectantly for him. That's what faith is going to do. It's going to cause me to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He will strengthen my heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And I love this part of this scripture. After he asks, why is your soul despair? Why have you become restless and disquieted within me? And he said, hope in God. Wait expectantly for him. And then he said, for I shall yet. Y-E-T. For I shall yet praise him. No matter what it's looking like, sometimes you just got to shake it off. And you got to talk to yourself. You got to look in the mirror and say to yourself, I shall yet praise him. Hallelujah. I'm still here for a reason. And he's the help of my countenance and my God. I saw it earlier this evening when we came into the church. I looked in two different places. It was two different situations somebody was being prayed for. I don't know if it's an infirmity. I don't know if it was a situation. I don't know what was happening, but I said, look at God. Faith is being activated right now. Uh-huh. Faith is being activated right now. And again, in another scripture, because we are human, but we're going to walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith is what that scripture said. In 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 9, it says, we are troubled on every side. Yes, that does happen. Amen. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Did y'all hear that word yet? That word yet not distressed. Just like in Psalms it says, I shall yet praise him. That little three-letter word kind of means something right now. Everybody say yet. Uh-huh. Y-E-T. Little bitty word, but it means something. Not based on the circumstances, not based on the situation, not based on the report that I received, but based on the word of God, I shall yet. Hallelujah. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Bishop said when you get good and mad, when you get good and tired and the devil, you know, was trying to stop that man who was yelling out for help, and he said, okay, you thought you were going to shut me up, now I'm going to cry louder. That's what that Y-E-T mean to me. You thought you had knocked me down. You thought I was out. Just don't tap out. That was a sermon here about 2 years ago. Just don't tap out. That Y-E-T mean yet I will praise him. Hallelujah. If he wake me up in the morning, that mean I got another praise. That mean I got another victory. That mean I got another glory to give him. Yet praise him. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed. Get a little confused sometimes with the decisions and stuff we got to do, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. I know that one is real. Flying darts, but he is still with me. And you know what? Every now and then, he'll send somebody to be with me to help me. Yes, he will. Many members in one body. Cast down, but not destroyed. There go that yet. So it kind of sounds like this in a prayer. I was just writing this little prayer. I said, okay, this is going to be my 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 9 prayer, Pastor Joe. It's going to go something like this. I might be pressured in every way, but I ain't crushed. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes, I may be perplexed, meaning unsure of finding a way out today, Lord, but I ain't driven to despair. I did say ain't. Got to get a little attitude with it sometime. I may be hunted down. I don't think y'all even got that. I'm going back over my prayer again because I think y'all missed something. Y'all better catch it. It's from the scripture we just read. So now this is my prayer in my term, in my language, in my morning language, getting ready to go, you know. I might be pressured in every way, but I ain't crushed. Talking to myself now. I'm declaring it based on 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. Yes, I may be perplexed, unsure of finding a way out. I can't see it right now, but I ain't driven to despair. I ain't giving up, and I ain't throwing in the towel. I may be hunted down. You done sent your dogs for me and persecuted, but I am not deserted to stand alone. He's with me. Hallelujah. I may be struck down, but I am never destroyed. Yeah, that's a good prayer right there. And it worked for me right here, y'all. Yes, I may be a lot of things, and yes, y'all may be a lot of things, but I'm not alone, and you're not alone. Somebody say, I'm not alone. I'm not defeated, you're not defeated. Somebody say, I'm not defeated. I'm not giving up, and you better not give up. Somebody say, I'm not giving up. My faith is in God. Hallelujah. Remember that faith comprehends as fact what cannot be expressed by physical senses. So sometimes you just got to encourage yourself in the Lord. Y'all remember that song? Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. Y'all remember this by Donna Lawrence? Some of you done heard it. And in all big caps, and no matter how you feel, we can't go by feelings. I put it in big caps. I was getting the lyrics, and I said, and no matter how you feel, because go back to them physical senses, that's not what we're depending on, speak the word. That choir began to say, speak the word. Speak the word, and you will be healed. Y'all remember that part of that song? Speak the word, and you will be healed. Speak over, we say, yourself. The song says, speak over yourself. It wasn't proper. I remember that song growing up. That song says, speak the word over yourself. Speak the word over yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. What are you going to say to yourself when you're encouraging yourself? I'm going to say what he said in the word. I'm going to go back to now faith. It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I'm going to go back and say, well, I know that I got to persevere and remain steadfastly. Because it's this kind of faith. Remember, this different seasons, different levels. This kind of faith, now faith, it goes all the way through. It just starts talking about Abraham and talk about Sarah and talk about Moses. But what about my faith? In this Hebrews 11, it talks about it's a faith that believes in spiritual realities. It talks about it's a faith that leads to righteousness. So it's working where you're getting that from. Well, it is a faith that believes in spiritual realities come from verse 1. Hebrews 11:1, because it comes from verse 1 saying, now faith is confidence in what we hope for. This is NIV. And assurance about what we do not see. Uh-oh. It believes in spiritual realities. Not what my natural eye can see. Not what my natural ear can hear, but the super on our natural is in God. It's what he can do. Not what I can do, but what he can do. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. It's a faith that leads to righteousness. It's a faith that seeks God and believes in his goodness. Let's stop right here at verse 6. I'm still in Hebrews 11. All of this is in the 11th chapter. A faith that seeks God and believes in his goodness. Guys, if I believe that he is good, and we say that cliche, God is good, and all the time, I don't like cliches. I like real stuff. So if I'm going to say it, then I'm going to back it up with the word of God. So watch this. This kind of faith is the now faith, is that the kind of faith that seeks God and believe in his goodness. Where you find that at, Sister Borkin? The 6th verse. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him, must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. I'm coming in faith. He ain't gonna leave me hanging. I'm seeking him in faith. He's gonna hear my cry. I cry out to him and he's gonna help me. Because the Lord is good. It's not just a cliche, it's good. I'm stopping right there because sometimes as believers, sometimes we get burdened. We go through pain. We go through sickness. We go through situations. And the enemy that come to steal, kill, and destroy will try to steal the very foundation. Remember I told you about the geometry class? Miss the foundation. That's a foundation to know who God is. Our mother, the mother group, say this every time we meet. I am his daughter. Get out of the role of trying to be anything else right now. Just let him minister to me as his daughter. We'll say the same thing to the men. Let him minister to you as his son, his little boy. Old folks say, don't get grown in this way. Oh, I'm sorry. That's some of the problem. We're grown in this way. He said we're to be as the little children. For such is the kingdom of heaven. I think because he said it, he meant it. So let me just be a little girl. And let me trust my father. I ain't got to have it all figured out. That's a trick of the enemy that make us think we got to have it all together all the time. Ask me how I know I got 50 million t-shirts to show you. So glad I laid that burden down. Burden down, Lord, burden down. Yeah, how that been working out for you? Sometimes we just teetotally see crazy, thinking that we can figure this out, and he's our heavenly father. He's a good, good father, and he want me to be his daughter or be his son. That's what he's longing for. Hallelujah. It is a faith that seeks God and believes in his goodness. There are several more. I'll hit two more. Now faith has confidence in his word. I think we could cover that one. And this kind of faith obeys his commands. And it's also, there's where it rejects the spirit of this present evil age. This faith in Hebrews 11, we are talking about now faith. It rejects the spirit of this present evil age, but instead it regulates its life on his promises. Keep going back to his promises. Now faith seeks a heavenly home. Okay? We live and to live again. Now faith endures persecution and perseveres in testing. Now faith blesses the next generation. We pray over our children, and if you got grandchildren and relatives. Now faith refuses the pleasure of sin. And now faith performs mighty acts of righteousness, suffers for God. And the last one is, now faith does not return to that country from whence they came out. And that country is the world. Now, faith don't seek to go back to the world. Now, faith is set apart to live for Jesus and to believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. When my faith is in God, I can go to bed at night and get sweet, 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 sweet sleep. I can get up in the morning and I can have directions for my feet. I can have covering for my life and my family life. Because I'm resting, Hebrews 4, I'm resting in him. So I just want to leave you all tonight with these words to remember that in this faith, we will persevere and remain steadfastly. Persevere, y'all, and remain steadfastly loyal to God and his word at all times. We don't have to continue to say, he may not come when I want him, but he's always on time. Nope. We're going to say now, right now, I'm walking in the now faith. Not he may do this, he may do that. No, I'm believing him for right now. If you believe God for right now, lift your hands and give him a praise for him being God, for him being Lord, for him being everything that we have need of because of now faith. Remember, the just shall live by faith. Amen.